KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 87 today under sunny skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 68 tonight, mainly clear skies. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, highs around 86, mainly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 79.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. A new report found the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility in Manhattan is still not fully operational. The billion-dollar facility opened 3 years ago. A recent report finds the Department of Homeland Security never properly configured the complex. It identifies more than $75 million in repairs and new work to get the lab space up to requirements to home animals and handle dangerous diseases. Right now, it continues operating at lower biosafety levels. The USDA hopes to have NBAF in compliance with higher biosecurity levels by the end of next month. Its presence is considered a key piece of encouraging bioscience industry development within our region. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, corn and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, and so is Stein. It's Stein Seed Company. They have decades of research dedicated to developing seed that allows you to farm the way you want to farm. Soybeans are down, corn's up, responding to yield expectations. September beans are down 11, now down 12 at 12.13. November's 14 lower at 12.25 and a half. September corn's up 13 and a half at 497 and a quarter. December's 13 and a half higher at 521 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are down, with feeders leading the way lower on these gains in corn. October live's down 375 at 214.17. December's 347 lower at 215.02. September feeders are down 545 at 323.57. And oversold, October hogs are up 17 at 81.05. December's 27 higher at 71.80. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Is your home looking a little more drab than fab? Maybe you've got a shop space that's begging to become an office or needing another bedroom for the new kiddo on the way. Whatever project you've been dreaming about, Jeff and the crew at Precision Contracting can make it happen. From new windows and doors to removing popcorn ceilings, replacing old carpet with beautiful hardwood floors, or creating a custom walk-in shower. They make the process easy, affordable, and built around you. Serving North Central Kansas one board at a time. Precision Contracting and Home Improvement. Call 738-7251 today.
My dad says, if you're gonna build it right the first time.
Singer Construction builds awesome metal buildings.
Porous concrete.
And those great storage.
And even big commercial projects.
They're local, family owned, and work hard just like our parents taught us.
For quality construction you can count on, call Singer Construction in Glen Elder. For your free estimate today, Singer Construction, building North Central Kansas, one project at a time.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborn County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborn County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
Backpacks are packed, the pencils are sharpened, and the new school year is here. Make sure your home is ready with the speed and reliability of Cunningham Fiber. From homework and research projects to video classes, streaming, and gaming after the school day is done, Cunningham Fiber keeps your family connected with fast, dependable fiber internet. Cunningham offers managed Wi-Fi, built-in security, and local support you can count on. This school year, stay connected with Cunningham Fiber. Visit Cunningham Fiber online at ctcfiber.net or call your local Cunningham office today. Fast internet, local service, ready for back to school.
KD Country 94.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a quiet start. Not a big surprise. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week ahead, and bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down 84 cents at $3.84.85. Select was $3.32 higher at $3.64.66. In Nebraska last week, feeder steers 600 to 900 pounds were steady to $5 lower. Steers 900 pounds were $15 lower, and steers 1,025 pounds were $9 lower. Feeder heifers were steady to mostly $5 lower. The USDA says demand was good for balling calves, and demand for yearling feeders was moderate to good. Medium and large one feeder steers 858 to 894 pounds brought $341.50. To $355.50, medium and large one feeder heifers, 876 to 893 pounds, brought $326.10 to $330. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Look for processors to ramp up their procurement efforts as the day and week progress. They do still have leverage and are controlling the pace of business. Demand remains a focal point right now. While there have been some bright spots in different areas on both the global and domestic markets, there are still lingering concerns about long-term strength. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $93.58. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sows were a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings, and barrows and gilts were $2 lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.93 at $98.89. Bellies and picnics were both sharply higher. This program is brought to you by John Deere. John Deere is proud to support the American farmers and ranchers who harvest our future year in and year out. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Both number 12 Kansas women's soccer and Kansas State women's soccer picked up wins on the pitch Sunday. The Jayhawks scored 3 times in a 5-minute span late in the second half to beat Kent State 3-1. Julian Gregorski scored twice for KU, including a header in the 75th minute and a long-range strike. 2 minutes later, Caroline Castens added the third goal. Olivia Mora scored assists on all 3 goals. KU outshot Kent State 17-2 and allowed just 2 shots on goal. The Jayhawks improved to 3-1 on the season and close out their 4-match road swing Thursday at Utah Valley. Meanwhile, K-State remained perfect, improving to 4-0 with a 2-0 shutout of South Dakota State. Langley Mayers scored in the 29th minute, and Gabby Demirs added an insurance goal early in the second half. The Wildcats dominated, holding a 22-5 edge in shots. Goalkeeper Maddie Sibbing made 1 save for her 2nd shutout of the season and set a K-State career high with her 11th shutout. The Wildcats return home Sunday to host Nebraska at 6:30. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
And back on KD Country, 26 coaches in 26 days. Coach number 4, none other than Drew Dusky, Lakeside football coach. Coach, couldn't stand it, had to be out on that fresh grass, some smelly bodies, and a little roughneck football. Back in the saddle after coaching for, 10 years the first time and sat out a couple times. There's just something about the fresh cut grass and the fall and the feeling of being out there on the football field, isn't there?
Yeah, it's I'm excited to be back. I coached for 10 years and took a couple years off to kind of spend a little more time with my kids as they were a little bit younger, and just decided an opportunity came back and thought it was the best decision for everyone all around. And I'm excited. It's football's a fun sport, especially 8-man football in the state. It's fun to be around.
You and I were talking off the record. Keith Riley told me one time that there was the problem with basketball, and he coached 57 years. It combines 2 years and 6 holidays. Football, you do have the summer weightlifting. That's a task every day, but you can work around that. But basically, you're talking about 6 to 8 weeks and you're done, not a whole year like in basketball.
Yeah, we had some good kids. We had kids committed to the weight room this summer doing their lifting programs and conditioning, which I think has helped us out a lot. So we're excited. We've been doing some really good things this first week. We get to go full contact and today and kind of see where we're at and kind of start preparing for that first week matchup.
Got a nice number of kids out there, 21 kids. If you were playing 7-man or 9-man, it'd be just right, but a nice group of kids with 8-man. Talk about the numbers that went out this year at Lakeside.
Yeah, we're 21, that's a good number for us. We got a lot of young kids. I think we might have 8 freshmen, so hopefully we're going to get in some JV games to get those guys some experience. We got a good group of seniors, not a big group. We got 4 seniors, but I coached them when they were freshmen, so we know each other and we got a good relationship, and they're going to step up and be good leaders.
Eli Schmidt, Kobe Klein, among those seniors, been around forever, played basically dual sports, football, basketball, and then of course Eli's a very, very good golfer, but those two right there, plus your other 2 seniors, form a good base with a pretty good junior class and a few sophomores, but all new district this year. It's pretty wide open, obviously, with with Tiernan and Holloway, it's going to be probably Osborne's to lose. But Pike Valley, Lakeside, Kensington, Thunder Ridge, Osborne, and St. John's, it's wide open for not only one, but one through four.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of happy to be back down in Division II with the last 2 years. It was tough for us in D1, but our three non-district games are going to be tough off the start, and hopefully that gets us prepared for our district. And like you said, I think our district's going to be highly competitive. There's probably some teams that are the favorites, but I think that anybody could play and beat anybody on any given night, and hopefully we can just continue to prepare ourselves for what we need to do, and we can have some success this year.
A lot of good football teams around the area this year. Lincoln, Sylvan, either one of them could win it. Of course, Thunder Ridge only lost one senior in Slavic last year, and then we've talked about the two-headed monster at Osborne. How do you prepare your Lakeside team to compete not only in the district but against the Lincolns and the Sylvans, and offensive, defensively prepare those kids to have success?
I mean, we got to break down film. We'll look at teams' tendencies, and we got to make sure we're drilling that to the guys every day in practice. We got to know what their cues are on offense. We got to know what they're going to do on defense to try to counteract that kind of stuff. So it's just, preparation and practice, and hopefully our guys are picking up on that stuff and retaining everything that we teach them day in and day out.
With every head coach is a couple of good assistants. Who's helping you, and what are their duties this year?
Scott Germark, he's been an assistant for a long time. He's calling offense this year. And then Brandon Smith, he was my assistant back when I was coaching before, and he's been back here for the last couple of years, and he's helping me out with defense and special teams. And, we got a good relationship. I think we're all on the same page. So all of us coaches are excited. It's been a good first week, and we're really ready to start this season, getting going and seeing how we can do.
It will be a successful season for Lakeside football if the team does what?
If we can execute offensively, and if we can tackle, because if you can't tackle in 8-man football, it's going to be pretty tough.
Coach, welcome back to high school football. Look forward to our weekly chats, and it's you're a great, great friend, great coach, great mentor, and I was so excited when I heard you were back in the saddle.
Well, I appreciate that, John. I always enjoy talking to you.
When it comes to feeding your herd, every scoop, every load, and every minute matters. That's why producers are choosing the Vermeer Feed Wagons, available from Winkle Manufacturing just north of Glen Elder. Built for efficiency and simplicity, Vermeer Feed Wagons help deliver consistent rations with durable designs made to handle the demands of the farm. From high roughage diets to everyday feeding needs, Vermeer has a solution to help make your operation run smoother. Stop by Winkle Manufacturing and check out the lineup of Vermeer Feed equipment, hay tools, and ranch-proven products. Winkle Manufacturing, just north of Glen Elder, making your work easier and more efficient for over 65 years. When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425.
North Central Kansas's Country Station, KD Country 94.